Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give our discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by copywriter Heather Barnett. Heather, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
It's good to have you here. So where do we find you today?
You find me in my newly revamped home office with all my books around me and a nice view out the window of some trees that I can glance at if ever I look up from my copywriting.
Heather, you need some reflection time.
Exactly.
And is this a usual place for us to find you on a work day, or do you tend to move into different client sites? How does your day work?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much here. I mean, this, you know, you've caught me on week four of being a freelance copywriter. So
very exciting.
Things might change. But at the moment, I work from this desk pretty much all the time. So yeah, come in here in the morning, you know, I might go and stretch my legs occasionally and get my freshen things up in my mind, but no, I work from my office.
Very, very cool. So let's do some basics here, and I'm going to try and not shirk from the idiot question. So what does a copywriter do?
In my case, I help people with content generally for marketing agencies and technology companies. And that could be something like I might ghostwrite an article on behalf of a subject matter expert. I might write an award entry. I could do copy for a web page, presentations, case studies. So it's quite kind of, I wouldn't say I'm not a creative concept copywriter, so I'm not writing headlines for adverts and things like that. I'm writing kind of thought leadership content and presentations and that kind of thing.
And how much is the kind of idea origination coming from you, or is that coming from, do people kind of come to you with a first draft of these things and then you polish it to within an inch of its life? Is that how this works?
It tends to be more, no, I tend to start a bit earlier than that. So it will depend on the client. But sometimes, so someone might come to me and say, we want to write an article that is going to promote XYZ thing. And I'll say, okay, well, you could do XYZ thing, or we could take it from this angle, which is like bringing a bit more emotion. Let's do it from a particular person. So it's got a bit more emotion in it. And let's draw something out about their experience. And then I'll write it from that point of view. Or it could be, you know, if it was like writing an award entry, for example, it's much more straightforward in terms of I'll just interview whoever was responsible for the program that we're entering into the award, get all the information from them that I can, and then write it up.
Mm. And you mentioned that you're just a month in, and actually therefore that kind of begs the question of, you know, well, what were you doing before? So maybe you can actually, maybe let's go back a bit further, maybe think about your career as a whole and just take us through some of the key steps in your journey as to how you got here, because I think actually your case is really quite interesting. I know some of your career journey and to follow the trajectory is really, really quite interesting. So perhaps take us through some of the headlines, Heather.
Yeah, so what you'll notice, there's a theme here, which is that I love doing creative work. So I left university and I thought I'd love to do something that's quite creative, but I don't want to go too wacky. You know, I want to earn money. So what could I do that's in an office but is quite creative? And I thought, marketing, that's what I'll do. So I tried to move to London and get into marketing, and I realized that all the jobs I could get there would pay about 3 pennies an hour and wouldn't cover my rent in London. So I gave up on that idea. So I ended up doing a variety of things. I worked at Intel for 2 years, but as a customer business analyst, so I wasn't a marketer at all, but basically saved up so that I could then move back to London, temper ad agencies and things like that for a few years until I got into marketing. And that's when I started working client side for a corporate health company as a marketing manager. And I think, and that probably around 2005, was when I first became aware there was such a thing as business to business marketing and that I was doing it. I don't think I'd realized that before. And I did that job for a few years, then ended up moving into ed tech as the head of marketing for an ed tech company. And then from there, I went agency side. So that's about 6 years ago. And I moved to the marketing practice, which is an integrated B2B agency. And I was client director there. So that was working on campaigns like clients like Xerox, Capgemini, Veritas, things like that. But this kind of creative, so, you know, marketing is creative, but obviously there's different levels of creativity within different marketing jobs. And I think I got to the point of doing the client director role for 3 years and thinking this is great, but actually in that job, you don't do a lot of the doing. You're doing a lot of kind of maneuvering around of parts of people, of kind of making sure that strategy is followed and everything's running smoothly, but you don't do the writing so much. So I went for the head of marketing job at the MB. Because that was much more like what I'd done client side, where I had my own projects and I got to kind of come up with some of the concepts and ideas and then actually do the writing. Mm. And I did that for 3 years and really enjoyed it. But again, that kind of creative urge started coming back and I just really wanted to focus on purely on the writing side of things. So that's why I've taken this leap to go freelance and just do copywriting.
It's really interesting to me to hear you say that, actually. For, you know, it strikes me as you talk about your career, there's a number of quite shocking almost moves that you make. I'm still recovering from the shock of you moving from client side to agency side about 6 years ago or whatever. But you know, so there's your kind of move into marketing, there's your move from client marketing into agency side marketing. And then there's your kind of most recent step of kind of moving from a head of marketing role to a copywriter role. And I wonder how those moves came about, because the way you describe it, that kind of almost, it sounds like you kind of move into a role and you're kind of assessing it and working out which things it's doing for you and which things are not, and therefore then making an assessment as to where you jump next. Is that how you think about things, or have you got some kind of grand career plan that has been unfolding here?
I think it's probably fairly obvious I don't know from what I've just told you, but it definitely is. That's very astute of you to say that. I hadn't thought about it like that before, but I think that's definitely what I do, is I see something about a role that appeals to me and I start doing the role and I start trying to do the most of what I enjoy in that role. But after a while, I'll start thinking, well, hang on, there's maybe something else that I could do that would be even more of this thing that I love. And that's why I then move on to something else. It's kind of trying to either fashion the role that you've got to make sure that it's the most of what you want to do, or, you know, probably being prepared to say at some point, no, I don't think this is doing it for me anymore, I need to try something else.
And is there a kind of set time period that you give yourself to work through that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just learning as you go along, isn't it? I think it's kind of, and it's not like, you know, I enjoyed all those jobs as I was doing them, because there were always elements in the jobs that I liked, but I think for whatever reason, at certain points you get to a moment where you think, now is the time that I need to move on and try something else. Maybe I've done enough of this particular thing in this particular job. But no, there's no grand plan. There's no set time periods, things. It's just been kind of learning as I go and kind of working my way through things and getting to the point that I'm at now, where I'm thinking, this is what I've always loved to do. I've always loved the writing side of things. And I'm really, really happy to be able to do that almost 100% of the time.
And you also, when you were talking about the move, you were talking about how it was motivated by your desire for a bit more kind of creativity in what you do. So I wonder, what is it that you love about creativity in business marketing?
It's the fact, I think, that you have to be a problem solver. So it's quite a challenge. It would be quite easy, I think, And I'm probably going to get lots of people in B2C saying this isn't true, but I think it would be quite easy to write creative stuff about a chocolate bar or a drink or something that's already been made to look beautiful and has lots of kind of, you know, exciting things about it. Yeah. But I think someone comes to you and says, you know, we've got some kind of strategic software platform, it's a lot harder to go, right, what's the hook going to be that's going to really get people excited about this, and what angle can I take it in? And then it's a real, it's a buzz when you get it to that point where you think, yes, you know, this is the thing that I can latch onto. Or if you're interviewing a subject matter expert and they casually say something that they don't realize will be really interesting to other people, but you spot that and you think, ah, that's going to be, that's where I'm going to start this piece, and people are going to be really interested in that. There's a kind of level of excitement, I think, about being able to unearth those little nuggets from something that might look quite bland and boring.
So we traverse here into the concept that B2B is an emotional experience. You know, the software purchase is equivalent to the purchase of a chocolate bar. Do you ever encounter much resistance to that view?
I don't think so these days. I think you know, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't understand that people are people, whether they're, you know, sitting behind a desk or sitting in a cinema or whatever. You know, they're still making decisions that probably they may think are rational, but are actually driven by lots of other factors that they might not be taking into account. I think as well, when you're writing copy and you play that back to a client, if they enjoy reading it themselves and they're entertained, they're happy, and therefore they're recognizing that, oh, okay, yeah, other people are going to want to read this too, so this is doing the job that we wanted it to do.
And how do you, and this might be completely unfair as a question with you're 1 month into your new career, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So how do you perceive the process of copywriting and the activity of copywriting is changing within business marketing? Do you feel as that it's evolving as an exercise and as an activity?
I suppose, I mean, to go back to the question before, I think, you know, I've always written in the jobs that I've done, and I think when I first started trying to be a bit more creative in some of the pieces that I was writing, say 12 or, you know, 13 years ago, it was probably more unusual than it is now, and it would have stood out because people were under the impression that if you're writing about software, then you need to just list out the benefits and the features, you know, rather than kind of try and find an exciting way, because they think you have to be very black and white about it. So I think, you know, that has changed. That definitely has changed over time, that people are more willing to commission and publish content that has you can call it an emotional, it's difficult to say emotional, isn't it, because that's such a broad, you know, that could mean all kinds of things, but I think it is more of a storytelling approach that people will go for, or something that might have a human element to it, or you know, it's something that feels entertaining. And I think in the past it wasn't allowed to be entertaining because it was business.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. We're more permissive nowadays. So what about business marketing more generally? Is it the creativity aspect of business marketing that you really love, or is there something else too?
I think when I first, so as I said early on, I didn't go into business marketing knowing I was going into business marketing. I've probably been doing it for a year before I was like, oh, okay, there's this magazine called B2B Marketing, and I think that's what I'm doing. I hadn't really clocked that was a sector all to itself. So I think I kind of fell into it, but the reason why I enjoyed it through the time that I've been in it is probably because you get to do more variety of things, which sounds odd when I'm now focusing on copywriting, but I suppose I've never liked being part of a great big machine. So I don't want to be a cog in a machine. I don't want to be doing, you know, one tiny little bit of digital marketing, for example. I want to understand the whole process and be able to input to most elements of that process, which is much easier in B2B because it tends to be smaller teams, smaller budgets. And I suppose from a copywriting point of view, that helps me now because I do understand, you know, a broad range of B2B marketing disciplines. And I can use that in my copywriting.
What about where both copywriting and business marketing go next? So, you know, from a copywriting perspective, you've described this trajectory of maybe us being more accepting of emotional language within copy, and within business marketing, you've kind of described this ever increasing breadth of elements that are covered within the world of B2B. What do you think the next 10 years hold?
I think touching what you're saying there about the breadth of B2B, I think B2B as a whole, there's a lot more consolidation happening in the agency arena now. So, and I think that is going to be a good thing for marketers in general, because you should be able to do better marketing because you'll have an integrated team of people across all those disciplines. So instead of having discrete agencies for lots of different things, which leaves lots of potential gaps for effectiveness to fall through and costs to fall through, things will be joined up, and that could be quite powerful, I think, in terms of the types of marketing that people can do. In terms of what's going to happen in copywriting in 10 years or so, I mean, it might be a bit of an annoying answer, but I'm not sure that much is going to change, because good writing is good writing. So it's you know, it's not a thing where, it's not like a technology system where, you know, you kind of optimize it over time in any way. I think good writing will always be valued and will always do the job, whatever the job, you know, it might be needed in different channels, but at its core, the same elements will remain in terms of what makes good writing. Sorry.
Okay, that sounds reassuring. In which case, can you give us some advice as to what we should be reading, or from if not a book, a website we should go to, or a podcast that we should listen to, that sums up that timelessness of copywriting, or alternatively that sums up the real kind of expanse of business marketing that you've been talking about, something that yeah, really our listeners can't miss.
I've got two suggestions. So for the book, it's not a business marketing book, but it will help you with your business writing, and it's On Writing by Stephen King, and that is Stephen King the horror writer, not Stephen King the brand marketing guy. So if you've not read it, it's part autobiography of Stephen King, but then it's also a guide to writing. And it's brilliant because it's just a great read anyway. It's really entertaining. But the way that he breaks down what makes good writing, the way that he writes about it in a really accessible way, means that, you know, even if you might be wanting to write fiction, in which case, brilliant, definitely read it. But if you're just trying to write better emails or better presentations or anything for work, I would really recommend it, just because it makes things really simple in terms of like what you should be focusing on. You know, keep things simple. For example, omit needless words is, I think, something that a lot of people could do with thinking about in their writing. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that, just as a really good book to read. There's a website that I think is really useful. Again, it's aimed at creatives, and it's called Deck of Brilliance. I think I'm right there saying it's Deck of Brilliance. But it isn't just for creative people. It's for anybody who's trying to think of an interesting way to express something. So it calls itself an idea generation tools for creative professionals. But it's basically got 52 different suggestions of how to look at a problem. So it's set out like 52 cards, and it'll say, you know, think of an analogy for your project or whatever it is that you're trying to describe, or what's the opposite of it, or think of it, how would you gamify what you're doing? So, you know, that, as I say, if you're writing copy as a professional copywriter, it's useful because sometimes you are, you know, just sitting and looking at a blank page is never going to be a great way to try and think, you know, come up with a good idea. So just to have something that triggers, you know, is a stimulus is really useful. But you might be having to go and do a sales presentation at the sales conference and just think, God, how do I get into this in a way that people are going to, you know, sit up and listen? And it's useful for things like that as well.
And the fact that it takes the form of a deck of cards sounds quite a creative approach to the challenge as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. So if people want to find out more about you and the copywriting work that you do, what should they do?
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn, Heather Barnett, or I've got a portfolio online, which is heatherbarnettwriter.com. So they can have a look on there and see some previous examples of of my work and a little bit about my career history.
Brilliant. Heather, thanks for your time and good luck with your exciting new adventure.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Heather Barnett. And thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye, Andrew Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. If there's more where this came from, just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.